Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we're going to Arizona, and I'll tell you, there was a development down there, an interesting one and a good one in my view. You know, Cyber Ninja, this QAnon outfit, and, you know, Cyber Ninja sounds like a plural, a collective noun, the ninja. You know, it sounds like a whole army of them, or at least a couple of them. Remember that James Bond movie? I forget which one. He's over in Asia somewhere, Japan maybe, and the ninjas all come through the ceiling of the kind of the fake mountain where the guy is going to launch a rocket and do some bad things, and they come rappelling down ropes, and they pull out their swords, and they're ninjas, okay? And that's kind of great movie stuff. Well, in Arizona, there's only one cyber ninja. There's a guy who says he's a ninja. He's no more of a ninja than I am. He's a QAnon ninja, and he's the guy that got them to have to turn over their voting machines to him, the crooked deal, turn over ballots, that kind of thing. Well, you may remember that the Arizona State Senate, remember, this is a gerrymandered, illegitimate legislature just like ours. It's not reflective of the votes of the state, not at all. And their head people, Karen Fann, F-A-N-N, is the head of the Senate and the Republicans. She's very bad news. Warren Peterson was a committee chairman, Republican, very bad news. And the two of them, remember, they wanted to get new subpoenas out for the 2020 audit that they're doing against the Republicans of Maricopa County who are on the other side. There are a lot of Republicans in Phoenix, in Maricopa County. It used to be a very Republican county. This time, it went for Biden by a few points, and that's how he won the state. And they are pushing back. The Republicans in Maricopa County are pushing back against the Republicans statewide of the illegitimate gerrymandered legislature, saying that this thing is a fraud. This thing is a fraud. And they're not going to turn over more stuff. You may remember that the state Republicans, the bad ones down there, appointed a guy named Ken Bennett, a former Secretary of State Republican, fairly well respected down there, to be their liaison to that audit, to give them cover, to give, you know, a little patina of something normal, because there's very little normal down there in this stuff. Well, Ken Bennett threatened to quit. Remember that in a show a few days ago? Well, he quit. He finally quit. He said, this thing is a fraud. This thing is ridiculous. Now, they wouldn't let him in. He could observe as he stood, as they threw him out, you know, their unattended boxes, and said, people don't know what they're doing. This is absolutely ridiculous. Well, not only is he going, but here's what the Republicans of Maricopa County said. These are Republicans talking about, it would be as if, you know, Voss is up to his old shenanigans, hiring, well, and he sort of did this here with Gableman, couple of cops, retired cops, Republicans who work for the Republican Party, one of them, send them around the state to cause trouble and lie about the election. Well, what's happening down in Arizona, is the state Republicans in being pushed back. It would be as if the Republicans in Waukesha County pushed back against Voss and said, this is a fraud. Get out of here. You're not getting more stuff. Well, that's what's happened down there. Then they're going to Dominion. Now, remember, Dominion, this is what's ridiculous. Dominion was the whipping boy of Fox News. It was the whipping boy of Trump and all these people, Giuliani. They said there was something wrong with their machines. They all got sued for $1 billion because Dominion is a highly respected company. It's used by Europeans in their elections. And what's funny about this, it's used in the United States largely in rural elections where Trump won. It wasn't being used in large urban areas where Trump lost, and yet they went after them because they probably heard the name and they didn't know any other names. Well, Dominion, they demanded that Dominion turned over their intellectual property to the cyber ninjas, i.e. ninja, one guy, not a collective noun at all. And here's what they said. They wanted the security tokens for their internal configurations of the machines, and the machines themselves, which they already have. And here's what Dominion says. We are not turning over our intellectual property to an unaccredited, biased, and plainly unreliable individual. And I couldn't have said that better myself. Dominion, quote, "We will not turn over our intellectual property to an unaccredited, biased, and plainly unreliable individual." They already cooperating with all of the certified people, all of the people who under Arizona law are charged with the duty to recount the elections, to audit the elections. They've already done that, and it's happened several times. And in Georgia, it happened so many times, they did it by hand. They did it by hand, millions of ballots by hand throughout the state, and nothing changed. And they did it in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee and Dane County, because that's where the Democratic votes are. Trump did not ask for a recount in Rusk County. He didn't ask for a recount in Price County. He asked for a recount in Dane County and Milwaukee County. And Biden got more votes. Somebody made a mistake and undercounted Biden by a couple hundred votes. This is what happens with this stuff. Okay, well, here's the deal. Here is the deal. You cannot, it's against federal law to turn over voting machines and ballots to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes in. You know, this isn't like an open records request. You can make an open records request. What were the results of the election? And you'll get that right away. If you read a newspaper, you'll know it the next day because they take a look at it and they publish the results as they come out. But there are certified groups and there are procedures to recount. And they're very honest. If you go around Wisconsin in any county, you're going to see the most honest people in the world are the poll workers and people administering the polls. If you've ever voted in Wisconsin, which virtually everybody listening to the show has, unless you just moved into the state yesterday, and then in that case, welcome. Welcome to the state. But you have never gone to a polling place where you had an uneasy feeling that something funny was going on. It wasn't going on because a lot of these people were your neighbors. You'd voted there in the past, and you knew some of them. You're probably related to some of them. So to have a cyber ninja singular down in Arizona mess around, and then up here we have Voss with his own cyber ninja, Gable, a cyber ninja, by God, three cyber ninja police officers going around. You go to Rusk County and they say, Mabel, is there some skullduggery here, Mabel? What are you up to? You know, at some point, Mabel's going to go, I don't need this. These guys are scary. They're very large, very large. Wait a minute, is that a gun I see? Well, we do have the right to open carry. We are foreign police officers. We won't use it on you. Well, great. Yeah, so I'm going to be really, really likely to volunteer anytime soon to be a poll worker here. These people can't go around, they can't be permitted to go around the state sowing unease, sowing confusion, sowing the lie. You know, some people are going to say, well, if the Speaker of the Assembly, they don't know he's gerrymandered and he's illegitimate. If the Speaker of the Assembly somehow, sending guys, oh, and police officers, oh, and the Supreme Court Justice, they may not say he didn't run a second time because he wouldn't have gotten anywhere because of some skullduggery. You know, there were ethics complaints and that kind of thing. They didn't say that. They did not say that. And so these people are going to think, I don't know, maybe there's something wrong. All they're trying to do is say, maybe there's something wrong. And that is wrong. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.